Shalom Yisrael. We do greet you in the mighty name of Yahweh, in the precious Tikvah, the hope of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Yisrael. Here's a dynamic message of Torah teaching and revelation of the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. May your heart delight in this truth in Yahshua's mighty name.
Hallelujah! 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, Shabbat Shalom. May the Shafat of Yah delight your soul today in Yahshua's name. Shalom. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated. We do take great delight in the promises Yahshua has granted unto Israel, as he has overcome the powers of darkness and has given us life, and that is the life of Almighty Yahweh. We know that every word that Yahshua spoke, it was the life of Torah. What Yahshua has given unto Israel, the power of this fruitful life that Yah gave unto Moshe, unto Israel, to bring them out of the heathenistic practices, Mizraim, to bring them into the comfort of his bosom, that they may experience the life of Almighty Yahweh. No man could fulfill the power of that, and to show Israel the dynamics of the High Hayah of Yah, until he begotten the one by the name of Yahshua from his bosom, the living power of his ability to save Israel. No other way can Israel be saved but by the living power of the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. And that is why we ought to take great delight as we come to this hour of this Pesach, the passing over of the death, Melech, that Yah sent unto Mizraim, as we can see death permeates in Mizraim. The mind of the heathen, it is a mind of death. There is only one mind of life, and that is the mind of Yahshua the Lamb. And that mind is a mind that is directed by the Torah of Almighty Yah. His trials, what he bore in his body of our iniquities, they were great. No man could answer the call. Yet Yah empowered him because he is the living testimony of the Yahshak, the saving power, the deliverance, the power to cleanse, to transform. He is the saving power of Almighty Yahweh. And he knew that we as a people could not sustain this walk without a living Torah within us. And that is why Yahshua dwells in the heart of Israel. It is that testimony that gives us strength against all opposition. And the Ruach of Yah, the power of his might, calls that witness to shine deeply in us. And it gives us the power to overcome all opposition of hell, that we may stand as valiant warriors of Almighty Yah. We will not denounce the testimony of Yahshua, but we stand in the power of that testimony. We are not discouraged, but we have the strength of the living Torah. For in the Torah do we find the life of our Abba. We cannot find it anywhere else, brothers and sisters. We have searched in all kinds of religious forms. We have looked into the intricates of religious doctrines, but they never produce the power of the will of Yah within us to do all things to please him. And the only way we're going to do that, the witness of Yahshua, it must be real. That's why we must toda Yah. We must be very thankful unto Yahweh for Yahshua. For he is the power of this living Torah. He has given unto us the life of the Torah. The words of the Torah were life unto Israel. They were not death, but it was life unto Israel. And that is what Yahshua has come to do, to give us the power the significant importance of the Torah. And that's why in Him we live. In Yahshua we move. And in the living word of Yah we have our being. For Yahshua is the living word of Yah. Our being is constituted by the living word. Not a letter, but by the living word. There are many that have letters of this ketu or ketveh, yet they do not have the life of the ruach or the spirit of the word of Almighty Yah. And that is what Yahshua came to give us, the power of this life of the word of Almighty Yahweh. When he spoke things into existence. The stars, and the moon, and the sun, and life began to permeate. We allow Yahshua to speak unto us. The living power of Yah will burn richly and deep in our souls. The reason that power is not rich in Israel, because we allow the heathen mind to speak to us. We must allow the mind of Yahshua to speak to us. I don't care what our plights may endeavor. We must allow that mind to speak unto us. That is the only mind that can speak unto us. Whereby we're going to have comfort of life. And that mind is in the scroll, the book. And when a man endeavors to love the scroll, the book, that living word, Yahshua, he knows that he has that true witness that he loves Yah. And if we don't love the living word, we don't love Yahweh. Hallelujah. So Yahshua is the life of Israel. Yahshua is the life of Israel, the price paid in full. I want to teach something today, and it has great reverence or relevance, and do this pre-shock this time. We must search our love and search our mind. We can sit before Yah in our hypocrisy, yet you're going to damn your own soul. You may take it something shallow. It has not much significance. But that is a lie from the gates of hell. If Yahshua has no significance in your life, if there is not a robustness in us for this great testimony, that when we were in Mizraim, the Melach of Yah caused the dam, the blood of Yahshua, to be smeared upon our lives. And yet when death came through the line constantly, you survived death and it passed you over. Yet we were guilty of sin. We were guilty of every kind of wicked, diabolical thing one can imagine. Yet Yah had elected Israel for a purpose that his name may be honored. He allowed you. He allowed us to build our Baptist gods. He allowed us to build our Pentecostal idols. He allowed us to build our charismatics idols. He allowed us to build all those idols. And yet when Yahshua spoke the power of this living truth spoke unto Israel, there was a witness within you that you knew it was true. And your heart did not reject it. You may have a struggle, but you did not reject the living Torah of Almighty Yah. Now it's time that we live by the power and the strength of this Torah. We have no life without the Torah of Almighty Yah. These serpents of hell that are teaching their damnable doctrines of heresy, and their heresy because they have arrived from the disputing of men, because they are not satisfied with the way of Yah. So you got these doctrines of heresy. They're birthed out of the dungeon of darkness and hell. They're birthed out of the depravity of the mind of man. They have not been birthed from the love of Yah. Because if that is so, then we would obey every command, every mitzvah that Yahshua gave unto us. These heresies have come out of the gutters of hell. They have come from the powers of darkness. They are not of Yah. There is only one way. There is not two or three ways. There is only one. And when the Shalishians knew that Yahshua, this Peshach, this say, this Lamb of Yah, prepared for the offering of Israel, listen to me. They began to become disillusioned. They began to doubt. They began to wonder if he had all the tough or the goods and that he had said he possessed. And so their minds began to become disillusional. It was so because they all left him when he went to the stake. They all turned when Kepha said, "The old men forsake you." And we have all uttered that. We've all said that. Though others will deny your truth, I will not. And Kepha, with his great strength of zeal, he uttered, "The old men forsake you. I, Kepha, will never deny you." Yahshua, understanding his intent and his purpose, he knew that he did not have the strength until the power of the Torah became alive in Kepha. That is why he had to restore them all after he was resurrected out of the grave. He had to bring them back into the light and show them the power of this life that is in Torah, because he had gone up from the chains and the shackles of death. Death could not hold him. The power of the grave could not hold him. Satan and the masses of hell could not hold him down in the grave. But his words were accurate. After 3 days and 3 nights, I shall arise with all power in my hand. He has given that living power unto Israel. He has given that power unto Israel. So their minds were disillusional. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know which way to turn. Well, there's only one way to turn, my brothers and sisters. We turn unto Yahshua, for he is the way of Yah. Hallelujah. We turn unto his Emet. I want to preface this message today with one scripture I want to read out of Yochanan, John chapter 13. Yochanan 13 verse 1. It says in the Ketu, in this Ketve, this scripture, it says, as Yahshua understood his purpose in life. We need to understand our purpose, brothers and sisters. There are going to be many afflictions that we must endure. But we have confidence in the deliverance of the Yorshak of Yah. And these small afflictions that we endure, they are not even worthy to be counted of the great splendor that shall be revealed in the coming of Yahshua the Lamb. That's why in all things we give total unto Yah. That's why we, as the children of Israel, I know it may seem difficult at times, but we rejoice in Yahshua. When you have a sense you can't rejoice anymore, again, you rejoice. And when your faith, your emunah, is trampled upon by the forces of hell as they mount a war against you, there's only one thing you can do, and that is to stand still in the power of the light of Torah and stand. Nothing else. We remove ourselves from that. We fail. We become very disillusioned, like the Shilishiams, the apostles. So we just stand. When you've done all you can in the might of the truth of Yah in you, just stand and wait on the salvation, the Yoshak of Yah, and Yahshua will speak to you. He will speak to you out of the stroller. He will speak words to your mind out of the book. He will speak words to your nefesh that your entire mind shall be fed. Hallelujah. Yahshua speaks unto Israel. He speaks unto us. He speaks the Emet of Yah unto Israel. It says in Yochanan 13, verse 1. Now before the Hag, the feast of the Peshach. Now before Peshach. We're at that time before Pesach. Peshach. Before the feast, the Hag of Mitzvah. It says when Yahshua knew that his hour was come and that he should depart out of this world unto the Abba. Listen, my brothers and sisters. We are before the time of Peshach. We know that our hour is come. We must destroy every worldly element in us. Our minds cannot be shaped by the heathen practices of the world. We must come out of the world. We must come out of her corrupt attitude and her corrupt system. And we must begin to walk in the power of Almighty Yah. You will never understand the power of Yah until the power and the strength of the witness of Yeshua becomes alive in you. And when that witness is alive in you, there is a true Shana worship unto Yah. It is not some form of formality. But there's a true worship. There's a true Shana. There's a savoring smell that flows from us. And the stench of our vileness will be dispersed into the darkness of Sheol, the grave, hell, where it shall be dispersed into. Yeshua knew that this important time of the year, as he came near unto this time, and we are near unto the Pesach of Yah, that we must begin to eradicate the elements of corruption out of our mind, the leaven that has caused us to transgress so willingly against the Abba. For Yeshua came to usher in the Esha. The Esha. The Esha of Yah. That is the fullness of his happiness and his delights. That is the fullness of the joyfulness of Almighty Yah. And if we have not the true testimony of Yeshua, we do not have the Esha of Yahweh. I don't care what you say. I don't care how you pretend. You are a deceiver and you have deceived your own self. Take heed that even the hidden man of your heart, your love, does not deceive you. He came to open the box of the Eshah, the blessings of his Shalom. We say Barak, and that is the life of the blessings of Yah. But it is his Eshah. And Yeshua came to usher in unto Israel that our Shana, our worship, our lives will be with a liveliness of the expression of what is the expectation of the house of Israel. For my expectation is alive. I have no dead expectation. It is my expectation that I have that caused me to live vibrance robustly before Almighty Yah. I was reading an article the other day, and it says that the older you get, the happier you began to evolve. Well, there are old people that are miserable as hell. The happier you get as Yeshua began to evolve in you, and the power of that living word begins to evolve, the happier you are. And if you have no power of this truth in you, you're not happy. You're disgruntled, you're dismayed. Hallelujah. Yah comes to tear down the strongholds of hell. And he is going to raise up great men. That's what he said. These are not my words. He says, I'm going to raise up Gadol men. And they're going to teach the power of Torah, my statutes, my ordinances. And Israel shall understand the life of my brits, my covenant of enjoyment unto Israel. Yeshua knew that Peshach, that time was near, and he knew that it was time that he should go out of this world. Brothers and sisters, we're at the time that we must come out of the world. We cannot have the same ideas or the ideologue of the world. Our minds must be transformed, and the only way it's going to be transformed, it must be renewed by the Ruach of Yah. And that is the power of Yah. It is not a third person. It is the power. His Ruach HaKadosh is his power that he grants unto Israel. That is the power of the strength of Israel. That the witness of Yeshua, it is alive, it is real. What is the witness of Yeshua? What is the living word of Yah? It is the Dabar, the word of Yah that is alive in us. That is the word, that zero of the sea that keeps us alive. And that's what Yeshua, he is the living word. He is the Dabar, the living word of Yah that keeps us alive. And we do not eat on this living word, we become like dead beastly creatures. Our presentation unto Yah is dead, full of death. There's no life in it at all. As the old preacher would say, I'm going to preach here today, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. You don't have to buy, but I'm still going to preach. Hallelujah. He has chosen by the foolishness of preaching to save you, shock us that believe. So I'm going to preach today, all right? We'll have teaching on next week and preaching on next week, but this day I'm going to preach. I shall raise my voice to the cathedra, and that it shall shout with a great radiance, that no ear shall go unprovoked as to what Yah speaks. I shall not speak in a monotone voice, but I shall speak as the rivers of water flows down the canal, that it may flow in your inward parts. Hallelujah. I will cry out, and I will not spare not. And I will show Yahuru their sins, and Yisrael the transgressions, the defiance of the Torah of Yah. You defy the power of Yahshua, Yisrael. You defy the Torah of Yah. You do not acknowledge the power of Yahshua. You defy the Torah of Yah. And I will not spare. Hallelujah. I will not spare. I will declare unto you the full counsel, the whole counsel of Yah this day. He knew that it was time that he must leave and go to Abba. It says, having loved his own, he loved Yisrael. What's wrong with us when we can't love Yisrael? I love Yisrael. And how can we love the world and not love Yisrael? Ahava Yisrael. Hallelujah. Even though when Yisrael has transgressed against Yah, he still shows them the beauty of his Ahava. When Yisrael transgressed against me, I will still show Yisrael. Mahava. Hallelujah. Having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. That's all right, yeah. A worthless piece of fleshly composition we are. Hallelujah. And the stench of the rottenness that has accumulated in these physical abodes, we sense that as death, as it began to rot with this putrefied stench. Yet he loved us until the end. He loved us until the end. He loved us even on that stake on Calvary. And when the last drop of blood had been drawn from his body, he yielded up any will or purpose of this natural composition of flesh and said, into thine hand, O Mighty Yah, I commit myself. We need to take ourselves out of our hands. Our hands are filthy, they're full of stench, full of robbery and lies. We must commit ourselves into the hands of Yah, and Yahshua is the right hand of the Abba. We need to be in that hand and not our own hands. Our hands have caused destruction and death. Our hands have caused every kind of vile, insidious, wicked idea to be incubated in our minds and in our thoughts. We need to be in the hands of Yahshua. We need to commit ourselves into Yah's hands. And the hands of Yahshua, they are safe. Why? Because he declared all, every last one cold, not one minus all of them cold, not one missed the boat, all that you have given unto me, Yah. I have not lost one except the son of perdition, the son of heresy, the son birth like the Esau's that are meant for hell and the destruction of hell. I've lost none. And we were Esau's. We have the birth of death and hell in us. We had every kind of vile, insidious operation of sin in us. And yet Yahshua loved us unto the end. We were worthless and wicked. We were vile. We had nothing to offer. Yet he loved us until the end. Let me read verse 2. And supper began, ended as it ended. Then Jotham, having now put into the lap of Yahuza Iscariot, Simon's son to betray him. As we eat this meal today, I will pray that, Yah, that your heart will be filled with the delicacies of Yah and not with the delicacies of the world. That you will not allow your tongue to put in your love the spirit and the mind to reject the living Torah of Yah. For the Torah is a musha, it is an instruction to discipline Yisrael. And after hearing all this, his Chalicians, I can imagine the anxiety and the stress that began to overtake them. That this one that we have seen mighty miracles, we have seen Lazarus raised from the dead just by the power of his mouth. They began to become very disillusional. The illusions of where do we go from here? How do we proceed further? And that is what the world paints. It paints this illusion that how do we overcome this? The world doesn't know what to do today with their mortgages failing them. With the dollar bill plummeting down to the lowest levels it's ever been. That the rich and the powerful are suppressing the poor and those that have nothing, suppressing them. That a nation within this hemisphere, that the women are carousing or purveying the garbage dumps to find food there in Haiti to feed their children. And a nation like this one is grotesquely fat, obesely, because we're greedy. We have no conscience or the mind of Yeshua. Because we're feeding the God of our bellies and not obeying Abba Yahweh. You might as well come on here and shout hallelujah. This preacher has no respect of your expression facially. I'm going to declare this truth. This truth will make you free. Hallelujah. I'm not concerned about that. And so they were very disillusional. They didn't know which way to turn. Which way do we go? Which way do we go here? Tell me, there's only one way to go. And Thomas, with his great inquisitiveness, he asked Yeshua a question because he was troubled. Yeshua says in the next chapter 14, I would have begun reading in verse 1, Yochanan 14:1. It says, Yeshua said, let not your love be troubled. Do not allow this akah or the disturbance about what I'm about to do. Don't allow your love to be troubled or even the sarah. The sarah. Don't allow your love to be distressed. Do not allow the sarah, the distress of this situation to cause your love to be distressed. And the world is causing stress upon its parishioners, is it not? And so Yeshua said, do not allow your love to be akah. Don't allow it to be disturbed. Don't allow this issue or the matter that I've spoken to disturb you. Do not allow the sharah or the distress to overtake you. We are a distressful people. We are stressed. Why? Because we have not allowed the power of this living Torah to inundate our minds and the fuel, the void in our lives. We're filling it with everything. We're filling it with fictitious stories, false imaginations and thoughts and concepts that produce nothing. What we imagine for ourselves and what we delight. But the steps of a Sodiq mind, a man that is taught, they're ordered by Yah. His steps are ordered by Yah. He will order our steps aright, and we are trying to order our steps. We are trying to pave the paths. Yeshua in Gethsemane, he prayed, if it's thy will, let this cup be passed. And we have cups that we're drinking from. And there are times we wanted to pass, but it's not going to pass. Yah has ordered your steps, and it is a tough thing that he has done. It may seem as though that is unbearable, but Yah has ordained it. What man that can set his steps right? There is no man that can set his steps right. No man can order his steps. Only Yah can order our steps. He said, don't allow your mind to be sharach. Don't allow your mind to be disturbed or distressed. He said, you believe in Yahweh. You believe in the Torah. He says what he said, believe also in me. I'm the living Torah of Yahweh. You believe in Yahweh. I am. I am Yah. I am the Torah. I am the power of Yahweh. You believe in me. If you believe in Yahweh, believe in me. Believe what I tell you. Why? Because everything, even the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they knew that he spoke the way of the truth. The derek, the path, the ordination, the way it must go, the derek of the truth. And that's what Yahshua is. He is the derek. He directs us to the power of the truth. He directs us to the bosom of Yah. He is the captain of our souls. He said, have you seen Yah? If you believe him, believe me also. He said, because in my Abba's Bayat are many mansions, there are many chambers, there are many places. There are spiritual chambers of wisdom and understanding. There are chambers of knowledge, the fear of Yah. I know what the world has done with this verse. They tell us we're going to have big houses like these rich dogs. What house can contain, what building is going to contain the very esteemed creation of the kingdom of Yah? It is his presence that we are going to be enveloped in, and the power of Yahshua, our head authority. So no margin. I don't care if they did sell one in Palm Beach for $82 million. He could not buy one rock in the kingdom. He said, in my Abba's house are many chambers. There are riches in his house. There are the chambers of his fear. There are the chambers of his knowledge. The chambers of his understanding. His shakal. Hallelujah. He said, there are many, many places in his house. He said, if it were not so, am I a liar? For the word of Yah cannot lie. He said, what I have not told you. He said, I go prepare a place for you. I prepare a place of comfort for you. That's what Yahshua has done. First of all, he must prepare our hearts. Our levims must be prepared to receive him. He is the workman. He is the master workman. And he began to cut the fat and the stench from our hearts. That's what at this season before Pesach or before Masvah, we must allow the two-edged sword of Yah to cut you. It must cut, brothers and sisters. It must eradicate those things out of us that have been based upon the idolatry and the pagan practices of Christendom and religion. It must come out. You cannot be a part of a whore like we see in this nation, this vile thing that's called the Pope. He has aroused this nation. They have come from every religion, whether they're Muslims, whether they're of Yehuda or Jews, and they've all bowed before this dog's feet. I will not bow before the dog's feet. I would tell him he's the child of hell. And this nation is aroused in this pagan worship. The movie stars, the idolaters, they all pay him a visit. The politicians, the imams, the rabbis, they're not the rabbi of Yah. Hallelujah. And they regard him with great esteem. He's a child birthed out of hell. He is the incarnated power of Shaitan. He has deceived and bewitched the minds of the masses of the billion plus that are under the authority of his reign. He's a child of hell. Yahshua come to make our minds free, brothers and sisters. To worship, to Shania, and to do with a fervent of excellence and a zeal that is unparamounted. Nothing like it. He said, I go prepare you a place. He prepare us a place, a spiritual place. And not only that, but what he has a kingdom that is greater than what this kingdom can ever comprehend. He must prepare us in the spiritual sense to receive the power of his kingdom. Hallelujah. He says that where I go, you, he said, and where I go, you know. You yada. You know, you understand it clearly. You yada. It is permeated in your heart. He says, listen now, and where I go, you know. He says, and the derek, or the way, you yada, the way you know. Do we know the way? Come on, my brothers and sisters. It may seem like a small thing, but there's great implication in those two words. The way, You know the Derek, you Yata, you understand. We must understand the way of Yah. The scripture must be profoundly impactful in our lives as to what the way is. The way a man seemed right, but it produced death. It never produced the way of Yah. But what is the way, Yahshua? And Thomas said to him, Master, we know not where you are going. We don't know where you're going. And how can we know Yerek, the way? Do you all understand that? How can we know the way? We need to know the way. Hallelujah. We need to know the Derek of Yah, the path to follow, the way that is ordained, the course that we must stay on. You're not going to go to California if you get on I-85 North. You can drive it up and down. You will never get there. Never. There's a way. And Thomas said, what is the way? We don't know the way. Sometimes in our trials and affliction, we don't know which way to go, do we? But there's only one way. We must consider Yahshua. We must go before Him. He said, where you go, we don't even know. Cannot you sense the disillusional mindset, the illusion of their own flesh playing a part? Have you not been that way? That your flesh has caused you to fall under disillusion? Your perception has been twisted and tweaked by your own wretchedness and your own sinful practices. Come on, Israel. And so we don't know the way. We don't know the way. And Yahshua Adonaiyah for this. Verse 6. Hallelujah. This is so profound. And the evidence of it. I want to deal with one aspect of it today. He says, and Yahshua says to Thomas, he said, I am the way. I am the living Torah. He says, I am the Emet. I am the truth. He says that I am the high Yah. I am the living substance of the power of Yah. I am the life of Yah. And no man comes to the Abba but by me. You all hear that, my brothers and sisters? You cannot get in the presence of Yah without the ordinance of the way of the Torah. And Yahshua is the listener. He is the living Torah of Yah. He has made the power of Torah alive that we can have great confidence in Yah. We don't have to read it from a stony heart. We let the Hayah or the testimony of Yahshua bring it alive, brothers and sisters. Well, I'm dismayed. Let the life of Yahshua in you bring the power that which Yah has put in you. Let Him bring it alive. I like what He said. He said, I am the Derek. Hallelujah. I am the Emet. I am the truth. And He says, I am the Hayah. I am the life with the robustness and the flavor and the fervency of Yah. But I'm down, preacher. But that's all right. Yahshua is not dead. He is still alive. Hallelujah. He is not dead. You may battle, but you are not dead. Hallelujah. The life that we live now in this flesh, we live by the power of the Emunah of the Son of Yah. That's how we live. That's why we have our beings in Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, I am the way. He is the Derek. He is the way, brothers and sisters. There is no other way. Come on, our emotions don't lead us to the way. Yahshua says, I am the Derek, I am the way. I am the Emet. He is the truth. Sure, He is the power of Torah. He is the life of Torah. He is the Hayah, the High of Torah. He is the life of Torah. Hallelujah. That's why those that Moshe, they cannot be made complete or perfected without us, Israel. And so let us live to the standards of Yah and the might of this living witness of Yahshua, because He's alive. And when something is alive in you, it calls you to be lively. Because Yahshua lived, we can face tomorrow. Do you all hear me? Because He lives, you can face tomorrow. But it's trouble because the life of his power in you, you can face it. He faced death. He faced a cruel death that the uncertainties of the flesh was displayed in him. But he is a living Torah of Yah, and the Torah of Yah can never die, can never be disannulled, can never be done away with. Why? Because he came not to destroy the Torah, nor the Nobis of Yah, but he came to manifest the living power of the works of the Nobi and the power of the Torah. This damn dog called the Pope, he doesn't bring that. He brings death to everything he touches. That is the truth. Only Yahshua says he is the way. The way. He is the life and the life. He says, I am the way. I am the derech to ma. Well, how can he declare that? I want to turn your attention to this in Jeremiah. What has transpired, that's why this dog, Jeremiah 5:1, this dog that has come to this nation, that parouses himself around the nations of the world, this pope, demonic power of hell, and this polluted mindset of these ones that believe that they have the power of Yah, but they have a formality of ritualism that deny the power of Yah. Shaul said they pretend they have a form of Yeshua, but they deny the power of Almighty Yah. What is his power? It is the liveliness or the life is higher of the Torah. And you can never have the power of that living Torah without Yeshua, the witness of that truth. And so we have those that are practicing their Judaism and their orthodoxy and their Christianity and their Islam, but they have not the power of Yah. Yah says to Jeremiah, a man, a Nobi, not a pseudo Nobi, not a false prophet, but he says unto him in Jeremiah 5:1, he says, and even those your dims that profess the covenant of Israel and say they were sons of Yah, they were the seed of Israel, they were hypocritical. Just like the Pharisees, just like we are. We are full of hypocrisy and falsehood. We deceive ourselves. Hallelujah. We speak lies of falsehood to ourselves. Tell me the truth, Yah. I want to know. Listen. We're battling for our being, our souls, our nefesh, brothers and sisters. This is no time to play some kind of wicked religious form of churchism. You go into a whole house and feeling nice in there and get a little rougher feeling of warmth on your neck. That doesn't mean nothing to you. There's only one thing that makes us free, and that is the imats. That is the living power of Torah. Nothing else makes us free from the damnation of Yah. And so those that were supposedly being the ones that had the way, they were hypocritical. And the word of Yah came unto the Nobi, Jeremiah 5:1. He said, I want you to shoot, to run, you to and fro, backwards and forward through the streets of Jerusalem. And I want you to perceive and understand now, see now, and I want you to yada, to know, and seek in the broad places thereof, if you can find a man, if there be any that execute or perform mishpat, that execute the judgment of Yah. He said, Iran, this dog that came to America, he doesn't execute any kind of mishpats, a mishpatim. Those vile, evil law officers performing the acts of the government down there in El Dorado, Texas, with the little folks down there that's not troubling them because of their wickedness. This is at the hand of Shaitan. They do not know how to execute mishpat. They take 436 babies and young ones from their parents. They train their damn wicked daughters to be whores. Their sons to be feminine dogs out of hell. And because they were training their children, they call them occultic. They allow hammer. They allow ice cube. They allow fancy nanny, Pat Daddy Brown. They allow every vile idol of hell. train them out of their children. They allow pedophiles and faggot men, faggot women, puckish men, whorish women, training their children mind to rebel against them, to fight against their standards. The jailhouses are filled. The prisons are bound and bursting at the seam because they're trained a pack of damnable heathens. And yet are people that want to train their sons and daughters, even though the error may be profound. You don't know the error of their training. It's only because what we've heard of this corrupt media. And yet they cross their homes. They break down their doors and they take their children from them. It is of hell when their sons and daughters are punks and faggots, when their daughters are whores or aborting babies, when their daughters are sleeping with every Tom, every Harry, every James, every Willie, every David, every Mary as well. And their minds are twisted with video games and killings and television and Hammer and 50 cents. And yet those little ones that their parents, in their own right believing, Yah commands the parents to train up their children. They may be in error, but that's their command from Yah. It's not the command that you give them to this damn heathen world, but that's the command of Yah. He told you to train them up in what? What? Say it loud. The way. Yahshua said, I am direct. I am the direct. I am the way. I am Derek. That's what he said. He said, train them up in Yahshua and the power of this life. Not in some damned Bahama, Mary, Ho, Biles, or whatever the Jezebel's name. Hallelujah. You get quiet on all you want to. If they inspire your damn wicked heart, you're wicked. It's not the Torah of Yah that inspires you. Hallelujah. We train them to be bulldaggers and punks. That's why he said, run to and fro. See if you can find a man. See if you can find a guy, a warrior, a man that will fight with the swords. We find effeminate men today think they got the power of the word of Yah. They have nothing but an emotional tirade. Come on here, somebody. He said, see if you can find a man. Then say, see if you can find a woman. Those women down there, they kept their homes, their apartments, and the men worked. You can't find out today. You got the man pimping his wife, and she's driving, driven by hell, just like him. Why do you say it like that? Because you're going to simply damn yourself. I say it that way that you know you're going to damn yourself when you reject truth. Hallelujah. So it makes no difference. I declare unto you, is Yahweh able? Did he put bread on the table in the wilderness? Did the shoes grow? Do you all know that one? Don't answer me now. Do you all know the one that did that? This damn hypocritical generation. We sing Yahweh is able, more than able. Evangelist Horn would warn us often. We could sing a damnable lie as much as we could talk one. We act out a lie. We act it out with emotions, don't we? If Yah is able, if he fed them bread, he gave them manna that they are of us knew not of. I know that Yahshua is my sustaining power. Whether I'm on the deathbed or whether I'm in the gates of his eternal bliss, I know that Yahshua is able. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you find a man that loves Mishpat, that knows Mishpat, that executes it. A man that is faithful and seek, and a man that seeks the Torah, that seeks the truth. He said, and I will pardon Israel, I will pardon Jerusalem. This dog that came here to this nation, bring a repentance to Mr. Bush, a child of the birth of hell, and all of the constituents of the dark kingdom of this nation, America, the Babylon Jezebel. I will not open the gates of this place to the dog. Hallelujah. And they bow down in his presence. I bow down unto my Abba. I fall prostrate before him. Prostrate before Yah. Hallelujah. See if you can find a man that is faithful. And a man that seeks Torah. These damn wicked men that folks sit under, they don't seek the power or the life of Torah. They're raised and modded to live like fat dogs. You call them, they're greedy. They're greedy dogs. They can't have enough. They can't even bark when the wolf comes. They can't even answer the question. Well, that's his name. Oh, quote, God has many names, unquote. Yah has one name. It's no different than the gods of the Hindus. They have 300 million. We have our Abba. Hallelujah. He says, and though they say Yahweh lives, we say that, don't we? Because he lives, I can face. Because he lives, I can face him. And though they say Yahweh lives, surely they swear Shekah. They have a Shekah. They swear falsely. The words are false words. They're lies. You don't understand that. It's almost like me telling you, I love you. I have the Ahava of Yah for you. And it's a false expression. I was listening to one yesterday talking about the mannerism or the presentation of one in the business world and how they convey their ideas and their concepts to those that have the power to lend or to be an assistant to them. The man said this. He says 13% of our verbal expression, or we only utilize 13% of our verbal expression. That's how we convey things. In our conveying a message to anyone. So when you go before those that have power, that you're only going to convey 13% of your actual demeanor by verbal expression. And when he said this, I said, people didn't hear that. He said, and 59% of what you convey is your bodily expression. The contortion, the moving, your eyes, your ears, your expression. He said that is what conveys unto them what you really have. And then 39% are other tangibles. But the vast power of your conveying or your expression is through your verbal or through your physical expression, your body language, how you speak. They say they love you. We say we love each other. He said, but they are shekah. They're liars. They're falsely. It's a lie. Your God over quiet on that. He says a lie. It's not of Yah. He said they swear falsely. It is not of Yah. It is a false deception. Yahweh are not your eyes upon the Torah. Was not his eyes upon Yahshua? Sure it was. His eyes is upon Emet. For the Sudik of Yah is from everlasting to everlasting. And his Torah is the truth. He said, your eyes are upon the truth. It's upon the Torah. Yahshua is the living Torah of Yah. And if we have that testimony, that witness of Yahshua in us, then his eyes are upon the Torah. It is upon the truth that is in us. We have no power to convey truth. We must allow the expression of Yahshua to express in us. When we allow ourselves to express, we will do each other wrong. We will deny each other. We will lie. Our attitude toward one is one of Shekah. It's false. That never amazed me that we as a people, Israel, we can intrigue each other like in such dismal ways. We can go to this damn wicked heathen world and we can intrigue them with such great regards and such great honor and smiling and have such a jovial time. You are less than a hypocrite. I speak the whole counsel unto us. You're not going into the kingdom. They can treat you like a damned dog. And I use that expression, now, a damned dog. And you will go back and patronize their businesses. You got quiet, huh? They can treat you like hell in their Bojangles, Bobo fries. And you go back for some more Bobo fries. You're an ignorant jackass. You're not a jackass. A jackass knows his master's grip. And those that are jackasses know that our bread comes from Yahshua. We must eat the whole stay of the living bread of Yah. And that living stay is the power of his Torah. Find me a man, Yah says. Not too many. Are not your eyes upon the Torah, the truth? He says, you have nakan. You have stricken them. But they are not grieved. You have nakan. You have stricken them. We become stricken, don't we? We're stricken in our minds. Come on, brothers and sisters. Don't sit here like some humdrum, some log. I'm preaching. And I brak ya because I won't have to preach for another week. Then I go preach then, 2 weeks. I bless him for that. Because my body physically, it feels tired. So I'm looking forward to the brothers to speak truth to me. To revive me. To build me up in the Kadosh Emunah. And I'm going to rejoice and sing. How about that? Hallelujah. He said, but they are not grieved. They are not sorrowful. You have consumed them and we are consuming away, brothers and sisters. Come on, we have no to feel wrath. No gilah, no gladness, no joy. We are dead looking. We have no esprit of the power of this living testimony. We're sad looking as hell. He said, you consume them and they refuse to receive the Musha, don't we? We don't want Yah to Musha us, to instruct or discipline us. We don't want no one to speak discipline to us. That's why this generation of young heathens today, their parents can't even discipline them. At least those little ones in El Dorado, they, as I looked at pictures of the community, it was a tremendously spectacular community. The men are builders there. And they can build. The masonry skills are impeccable. The building or the format of that community, it is one that it was awesome. I'm telling you, that's fabulous. They don't have broken down mobile homes like we have here. They have skilled men that labor. And they work and they take care of the place. You understand? And all the women dressed like in green, blue, yellow, white dresses. Simple dresses. We spent every damn nickel we got on trying to look like Leslie Faye. You stop sewing now. Don't nobody wants to sew now. Oh, I'm going to draw the dag as hard as I can, whether you buy me or not. It makes no difference whether you love me. You don't even love yourself. Because you never can love me unless you love yourself. So your love for you, if it despises the Musha, the truth of Yah, then you have nothing. So you don't know how to love me. Your beauty is not encapsulated in some form of dress or anything like that. It's the beauty of the inward parts, it's the expression of Yahshua in you. I'd rather, if I could have Sister Roberts make all of my things, I would have her do it. Hallelujah, because they fit right. I can't buy things out of the store that fit right. It don't fit right in the waist. It don't fit right on my thighs. They just do not fit right. That's my composition. It's difficult. It has always been difficult for me to do that. So I like the way she makes them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'd rather her set apart hands, make my things, and instead of me always oppressing someone in some other foreign country, and they making the stuff that you can afford to put your nickels on. Hallelujah. You think you're looking fine? You ain't looking fine, honey. Ain't looking fine. What makes someone look beautiful? He has beautified us with the meekness of Yahshua, Yashak. Honey, you can dress it up all you want. If you don't have the meekness of Yahshua, you have nothing. You can sit like a bull and look like a bullfrog. That's what you look like. Hallelujah. I don't care. You can have on Leslie Faith, man. You can have on a $10,000 suit. $10,000 alligators. Means nothing at all. Hallelujah. It don't mean nothing. You can have a $25,000 watch and a $50,000 bracelet. You can drive a Bentley and that means nothing. Yesterday, Sister Roberts went out to pick up some things. There was this elderly woman, you could tell she was about 60. She pulls in with this Bentley. I said, whoa, $200,000 car. But that means nothing. It means nothing at all. And we don't have the beauty of the meekness of Yah. What is this? What is the Ruach of meekness? We don't fight against what He tells us. When He sends the Musha, we don't fight. Now, don't answer me, all right? We always oppose when He speaks to us. We don't have meekness. Why? Because we fight like hellhounds. I said again, we fight like hellhounds. And you don't have to say one word to let me know you're fighting. I can just look at you and tell when you're fighting. Hallelujah. That's right, Mama, I can tell. I'm not a novice. No, I'm not a schoolboy. That I am not. I was listening to this little talk show this morning. I don't want to go into that. I want to finish this. He said they make their faces harder than a rock. They refuse to return. That's what we do. We get upset. We get angry, don't we? And we refuse to return. We refuse to. She said they. Come on, Israel. We refuse to return. Friendship and relationship are broken because of petty, childlike ways. They're not childlike. Forgive me, y'all. Forgive me. For my little children around here, they may get upset with each other. Pastor Roberts Abner said this. Come here, boy. I'm going to bust your heart. He was in the other day. He said, no, Pastor Roberts. Pastor Roberts, no. No, sir. And of course, Teshuva was so genuine. I said, boy, next time I'm going to bust your heart. Well, that did not separate them from going out there and enjoying one another. An ignorant species of thing. They enjoy the fellowship of each other. Even though one comes, believe me, he comes and tells me on them. Pastor Roberts, Aharon said this, bring him here. Pastor Roberts, did you say, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Pastor Robert Joe Shai said, he ran home. I said, go home and tell him. I said, come here. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah. And because they have teshuva, hallelujah. The repentance is genuine. I would say to them, get on right here and go pray with each other. Hallelujah. We don't even know how to call this. What a damnable wickedness. It caused my blood to roil. Not boil, but roil. When it roils, it rolls over. You know, just roll and you can see the heat. Hallelujah. I'm pressing on in this today. I don't care if no one stands with me. For Yahshua is my right hand. And my life is in his hand. My life is in the hands of Yah. We make our faces harder. We refuse to repent. Yahweh says, therefore, surely, these are dull. They are poor. We are poor people. You can tell poor people from those that are rich. You could look at the arrogance of that woman in that Bentley, and she had a tag on the front, Bentley. I said to Sister Roberts, look at that Bentley. You don't see too many of those because they don't make that many a year. They only make a couple hundred thousand of cars like that, and they're specifically designed for those that have them made. Seating, measurements, and all. So that when you sit in the car, it is properly fit every single time. So there are not that many Bentleys made each year. Hallelujah. Yah is Ikar. There is only one Yahshua. That's Yahshua. He's not in the damn Pope. He's not in Mitra. He's not in Jehovah Witness. It's not in Judaism. It's in Yahshua. Hallelujah. He said, these are dull, they are poor, and they are foolish. For I'm sure we don't act foolish, do we? He said, they are foolish. For they, yada, not the way of Yah. They know not the way. Yahshua said, I am the way. We say we know the way, don't we? But we don't know the way. They know not the way of Yahweh, nor the mishpatim, the judgment. You don't know that the judgment of Yahweh, it is a way to Mushah. It is your correction that he may save you. Yah corrects you in his judgment that he may deliver you from the crushing blows that you don't even see, just like Balak. But the ass said, nah, don't go any further. And that's what Yah's judgment is, to say, don't go any further, David. You've gone too far. Stop. Stop. So we harden our necks, don't we? And the reason why, because we don't know the way. Yahshua says, think not I've come to condemn the world. I didn't come to judge it. Why? Because it's already condemned. It was bound to hell. He doesn't have to bind you to hell. You're already bound that way. It's by the mercies of Yah you're redeemed. And relieved from the captivity of the powers of hell. That's why you told her, Yah, and rejoice. You shall know. You rejoice in Yahshua. Yeah, we rejoice in Yahshua. It's Yahshua. You rejoice in Yahshua. Man, the streets of Yah. He says, they are poor, they are dull, they are foolish, they know not the way. The way. Yeshua said, I am the way. Did he not? We know not the way. He says, the way of Yah, nor the Mishpatim of Yahweh. He says in verse 5, is this Yah speaking? He said, I will get to me. Yah says, I will get to me, great Gadol. Is this what Yah says? How do we know a great man? He said, I will get to me, Gadol men. Is that man or men? He says, men. I will get to me, Gadol men, great, and I will speak to them. These jack flyers, these liars today, saying that Yah speaking to them, they're liars. If they say to me, Yeshua spoke to me, I can buy that. And Yeshua's going to speak by living words. He's not talking to you like I'm talking to you today. His voice is not thundering in your inner parts. It's just your own imagination and your mind thundering. We are people that's justified, or we are made Sadiqa by Imuna. It is the faith of Yah in the written word of Yah. So don't give me them damn lies. We've learned that trash from this Christendom. We've brought this damnable trash into the way. Into the way. We have polluted the way. Come on here, somebody. You might as well say, yeah, Barak, Pastor Roberts. Put life in him. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach. I'm going to holler like a madman. Barack Obama on his campaign, he hollers like that. Clinton on hers. John McCain. Hallelujah. Don't you remember 4 years ago when old Dean won our, he growled like a wolf and that destroyed him? Well, that's a sign of anger. I am angry with this wicked world. I'm angry with me. And I'm angry with you. Hallelujah. So I'm going to holler like a madman. He says, Yah says, I will get me gadol, great. Men of substance, men of validity, men of strength. He said, I will raise up me gadol men, and I will speak to them, for they have yada, they have known what? The way. Did Yahshua say he is the way? They have known the way of Yah and the Mishpatim of Yah. But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bonds. He said, these do not know the way. He says, I'm going to raise up men that I will speak to by the power of the way. When Israel was in the way, Yah spoke to them. When Moshe was in the way, Yah spoke to them. He said, I'm going to raise up men, and they're going to be gadol men. They're not going to be weak men. They're not going to be emotional men. Well, Pastor Roberts, you showed emotion. You and Brother Yosef, I rejoice in dancing before Yah because he commands me to do that. He tells me to come before him with singing and dancing and play another Tim Ruler. I obey the simple command of Yah, so that's why I dance. And Brother Yosef is the only man in here that does that now. There were others that do it, and they become so concretely steel in their action. They don't do it. And so I promote Brother Yosef dance, my friend. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed of the message of Yahshua, for Yah commands us to do that. I will come on, my brothers and sisters. We take it lightly, but every word of Yah is pure. Every word of Yah is the way. We take it lightly, and we set before Him like Jezebels and wicked men and women. We can obey Him in that. We're not going to obey Him in nothing. You want to leap for the joy of Yah. You find some kind of crazy 10-cent skirt, you jump. Go to Walmart or Goodwill's and find a $2 pair of shoes. You smile. But you rejoice in that. Yah feed us with the fresh bread of life. I'm going to... Hallelujah. 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 We don't even obey Him. Now you that sit here like dead men and women. You understand. You don't even obey Him. Hallelujah. Really, my brothers and sisters, who wants a dead husband that sits around all day and slouches on the couch and watches television? Who wants a wife without her being energetic that slouches? And I would not want that. Hallelujah. I love Yah and I love Yisrael. But I'm telling you the truth. And I'm a vigor young man. I'm getting older. But if my wife died today, I will not look for a wife. Me now. I want these young men to have wives. I wouldn't have no problem finding one if I wanted one. But I would not look for one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when a man finds a wife, he finds the tough things. And he has, as Ella Martin said to me this morning, he has favor. I want favor with you. I don't want a bed warmer. Hallelujah. And a wife, she's a precious gem. She makes herself so precious that a man says, man, he kissed the ground she walked on. I don't want to get away from what I'm teaching here today. Preaching. I'm going to stay on the road. They have not known the way because they don't know Yahshua. So this damn Pope doesn't know Yahshua no more than the Jewish synagogue that this dog entered in and blessed it and did his little crucifix and all that. Damn wickedness. Hallelujah. They don't know these ones that call themselves Jews. They're hypocrites. Ones that call themselves Christians, they're just what they are. They're heathens. We are the seed of Israel. That's who we are. We are the Hebrews of Yah. Oh, that's who I am. I am as one sister wrote me many years ago. She says to me, a man asked me, are you a Christian? She says, no. She said, Pastor Roberts, before I realized that, I told him I'm a truth seeker. I seek truth. He said, they will know the ha'imat, the truth. It is ha'imat, the truth, that makes us free. And you must be in the way to know what the truth is. You're not going to know the truth being in some other way. I want you to hear this from the book of Wisdom, the Apocrypha. It says, Yah, who took our fill of the paths of lawlessness and destruction. We have done that, have we not? We have took our fill on the paths of lawlessness and destruction. We have walked like fools. We walk like crazy folks. And we have journeyed through trackless deserts. I mean, places that are barren with no hope or anything in that at all. But the way of Yahweh, we have not known. We have not known the power of Yahshua. He says, I am the way, Toma. You must come this way in order to enjoy the blessings, the Esha of Yah. We're not enjoying the Yesha of Yah because you can only go and receive that by the way. And as long as Israel walked in the way that Yah led them, did not Yah lead them in the way? Was he not a pillar of fire and a cloud to lead them in the way? And as long as they stayed in the way, did not they eat? Were they not blessed? Come on, Israel, who is the light unto Israel? It is Yahshua. It is Yahshua. It is Yahshua that leads us in the way. Yahshua. Hallelujah. No other one. I want to tell us our problems. I'm going to move a little bit here today now. We're preparing for the Pishak and the Setah. So we have nothing to be set before Yah. And I'm going to go through this today, all right? Whether you like it or not. Can I believe? He says, I read to us that in Jeremiah, he says, and they will not grieve, right? And that's what I don't want you to turn there. I want to show you why. I want to show you why you are, why when Yah speaks to us, I want to show us why we are so grievous, not with ourselves, but against Him. And if there's one man could speak to this effect, it was Solomon. He says in Mishlei, Proverbs 15:10, he says, correction is grievous to him that forsake. Do you all hear me? Mishlei, Proverbs 15:10. Correction, any kind of correction, is grievous. It's hard. One cannot receive it. It is grievous to him that forsake what? The way. When you forsake the way, the Musa of Yah is grievous to you. You get angry. You get upset. You have this kind of crazy attitude. Hallelujah. So those that forsake the way. We forsake the way by our emotions. The least little thing, we forsake the truth. We don't turn to the truth, we forsake it. And so even our perils, our battles, they seem so grievous. Come on, my brothers and sisters. This is to strengthen Israel. And when we forsake the way, I'm going to deal with just that, the derek, the way, the derek. The path, the course, the direction that Yah has ordained. Is not Yahshua the way that we come unto Yah? Can we come any other way? If we come any other way, we're a thief, are we not? We're a liar. We must come the way. The way. So when we have this sense of grievousness, You ought to know that we are forsaking the way. Come on, brothers and sisters, don't forsake the way. Your way seems right, but it's wrong. Your concept seems right, but our minds must be developed by the concepts of Yah. Your way is wrong. That's just the truth. Hallelujah. That is the truth. That's the truth.